The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them a reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But anyone who has not, even what he has, will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled to them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of his people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Then I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. I think, in my experience, the greatest thing that divides us is not, in the parish set anyway, it's not the gender or finances. I often find the greatest thing that divides us is, what generation do you belong to, right? So I'm Generation X, and my generation likes to laugh that we love watching the baby boomers and the millennials go at it, right? Because we're the smallest generation, because the world was different when we were brought up, like every generation. And I'm mentioning this because Jesus has experienced this in the gospel. The disciples are saying, "Lord, why are you trying to do something different? We already know the knowledge." But Jesus is saying, "I need to keep trying to teach people because people are different." So in other words, our Lord is telling us today, let us be open to the gifts that we all have to offer. No matter how old, how young, what we look like, we have all something to bring to the table. And what we need to do is to build people up and to see the good in them despite our differences. So in other words, the phrase, "But we've always done it that way, Father," should never be used at Holy Family again, okay? If only it were that easy. I know, any priest who lives with me, they said, "You're like an old man. I'm very routine, right?" And I take that as a compliment because I know what I like. And we all know what we like. So let us be open to one another, to new ways of doing things, and to celebrate the traditions that we do have, but reaching out to people in the best way that Jesus can meet them. So where in your life do you need to be a little bit open to the newness of Jesus around you?